Silent Child, Audible's Thriller of the Year. Written by Sarah A. Denzel and read by Joanne Froggatt.
Chapter 1. The day I lost Aiden was the day I realised what it meant to lose control. People talk about losing control of themselves all the time, whether it's from drink, drugs, passion, or anger. But they don't know what it's truly like to lose control, and I'm not talking about my emotions, but about my life. I lost control of my life. Everything around me fell apart while I remained the impotent bystander. I've heard it said that you can only control yourself and how you behave in any given setting. You can never control the circumstances around you. You can't control how other people react, only how you yourself act. That's the great tragedy of life. One moment, everything is perfect, and the next, it's all in tatters because of what's happening around you. And what are you supposed to think when your child is taken from you? That it was fate? God? Bad luck? How are you supposed to move on? When it comes to the birth lottery, I lucked out. I was born in the kind of bucolic loveliness that lulls you into thinking nothing bad will ever happen to me. Guns and violence may litter the news, but nothing like that ever happened in Bishoptown on Ouse. We were nestled in the sweeping landscape of a John Constable painting, with long stretches of rolling green pastures and dry stone walls. We were safe. At least I thought we were. On the 21st of June 2006, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I donned a great waterproof coat and a pair of Wellington boots and stepped out into the worst flash flood that Bishoptown-on-Ouse had seen since 1857. The cottage I shared with my parents and my six-year-old son, Aiden, was set slightly back from the quiet street. As I stepped outside that day, the stream of water took me by surprise with its strength. It splashed up my wellies and spattered across my crotch. My heart had already started to quicken because I was worried about getting to the school. The teachers had rung round all the parents asking them to collect the children because the rain was getting through the roof at school, and there was a danger that the banks of the Ouse would burst. We had known about the torrential rain, but no one had predicted this. It fell in a sheet from above, relentlessly soaking my face and battering the hood of my Caramore jacket. The Ouse twisted through our tiny village like a boa constrictor through a sandbox. It was picturesque and pretty, this too big river in our tiny town. Bishoptown had two pubs, a B&B, a church, a school, and a population of around 400 people. It was the second smallest village in England and the smallest village in Yorkshire. No one moved out of Bishoptown and no one moved in. If a house went up for sale, it was because someone died. We all knew each other. We grew up together, lived together, raised our children together. So when the phone rang and Amy Perry, a teacher at the primary school and one of my old school friends, told me to pick Aiden up, I knew the situation was bad. Otherwise, Amy would have walked the children back to each and every house in the village. That was how much we trusted each other. I'd heard the rain drumming on the windows, but I'd been lost in my own world yet again, looking at MySpace photos of my school friends who had been to uni and since gone travelling. I was 24. I'd finished my A-levels with Aiden in my belly and watched my friends leave for university with the world at their feet while I remained in my parents' house. I saw some of them leaving for new pastures as I gazed down at the bus stop from my bedroom window, one hand on my swollen stomach. Since that moment, I had spent more time than was healthy Googling my friends on the internet, opening pictures of Thailand and Paris while I nursed a baby. There was no way I could drive in this weather, and I was the closest to the school out of my family, so I decided to walk there. Rob, Aiden's father, was working on a construction site outside York. My parents had their own jobs too. They would be too far away to help, trapped by the weather. I didn't call any of them right away because I didn't think I needed to.